And we're going to just segue into our segment with Dr. William Bill Blocker, president of the College of Biblical Studies. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Welcome.
It's been a while. It's been, seemed like it was just yesterday, but it's been what, 2-3 years since you came to town?
Actually, 14 months.
Wow. It's, okay. All right. So you got settled in your home. You finally got all the drapes and everything that you, your wife wanted. And,
absolutely.
And all the furniture is where you want it to be.
I'm still trying to navigate through Houston, though. I haven't learned my way yet.
You won't. Well, you, what the secret is learning the side streets, see?
Right.
Yeah, the side streets. You can work that here. Yeah, those freeways will kill you. But, hey, well, again, I am so excited to hear that the College of Biblical Studies just picked up another accreditation.
That is correct.
Yeah, that is. That's really exciting. Tell us about that.
Well, we have... effectively back in December of 2013, 7 years in the making, received what's called the SACS accreditation. That's a regional accreditation.
Yes.
It's Southern Association for Schools and Colleges Commission on Colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And it's granted to those individual schools have shown themselves academically astute in all of their rigor and passing a set of strenuous standards.
Yeah.
That takes a while to get there, but... to say that we passed in December is an understatement. We passed what's called with no recommendations. That means that they didn't find anything wrong with our academic rigor.
Yeah, and that's really interesting because, you know, I've been, you know, here long enough to watch the birth of the College of Biblical Studies when you were having they were having classes right around the corner on Kirby at one of the radio stations.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And just to see it evolve and now getting the specialized accreditation and now the regional accreditation, which is going to mean a lot for your students with regard to funding and the scholarships and loans and the like. Is that correct?
That is correct. What SACS CLC accreditation does for us is it allows students to come from all over various different demographics to actually not only receive credit for what they're doing. As you know, before we've had national accreditation with the Bible Association, but now with regional accreditation, what it allows them to do is to tap into specialized funds. It also allows them to actually transfer credits, and we'll talk about that a little more as we continue.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just thinking your programs. You got a lot of new. I'm just looking at all of the work that you've been doing, your travels and the like, and your writings and so forth. But I noticed that in your background, you have a lot of you have an information and technology background also. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now,
that is correct.
How is that? How is your school accessing new media? As far as educating?
Well, we have recently just launched, and it's no secret because of my technological background, a distance learning program.
Mm.
And our philosophy behind that is not to say that here we are, come to us.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that today, in today's life, people have busy, busy schedules.
Yes.
They have work, they have families. A lot of them have community efforts, church efforts, and our new philosophy is that, well, you don't, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
Yeah.
And that's through the use of technology.
You know, and which is so great because it gives you a chance to grow and actually, you know, spread the word as well as spreading the opportunity for education. It's so important. Your school has always been pretty economical as far as being able to attend. Will this additional accreditation cause it to cost more?
Well, bottom line cost to the student doesn't change much at all.
Okay.
Now, with every academic institution, prices, as you can know, inflation is always inevitable, and it happens with everyone, but everywhere you go. But we try to keep it affordable because we understand that the value of education, particularly biblical education, is so important. So we try to make it affordable so that as tuition prices rise, so does the subsidies we try to actually give to the students.
Now, your phrase, your tagline, your slogan is truth, training, and transformation. What does this mean for the average citizen in Houston?
Well, when we talk truth, training, and transformation, we're a Bible college first.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe the fundamental truths of God's word is primary. And so what we try to do and try to actually accent is that when people come to us with passion, they want to know what God's purpose is for their life. They come inside the classroom, and our professors, who are very skilled, most of them have terminal degrees, as PhD or better, and as a result of that, we actually bring them to the truth of God's word, where the transformation takes place in the classroom. So we train where we believe that the Holy Spirit illuminates and reveals to them the Bible. Most people, as they come, have some general knowledge about the Bible, but we give them a systematic way of unlocking those truths. And when they see the truth of God's word in a different way, it impacts their life so much so. I like to say that you come with passion and we'll give you purpose.
And I'm sure that while they're sitting in class, they're hoping that God reveals the answer to some of those questions on the exam.
That's a good one, Doc. Dr. Blocker, could you give us contact information for the College of Biblical Studies?
Sure. The best way to find us is on the web. You can go to www.cbshouston.edu. That's www.cbshouston.edu.
And shucks, I wish we had more time to talk with you, Dr. Blocker. I know you're. You went to the Chicago Theological Seminary. You have your MDiv from there. Yeah, and then your doctor of ministry. You went right here in Texas,
Dallas, Texas, DTS.
Okay. Yeah, that's well. You're obviously they have a leader that's well prepared, and I am just so excited and impressed that you've got that dual accreditation. Very few schools in the country have that dual accreditation.
Seven schools have that dual accreditation, and we are. I might add, we're starting a new program for women. So that's going to be something we're putting a lot of emphasis on. So
okay.
Excited about that.
Well, okay. Well, that's all right. Women rule the world. Okay. And that's for true. Anyway, it's Doctor, once again, thank you so much for being here today. We've got to have you back. We don't want to wait 14 months before we have you back again.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
It's,